At the last moment, as end time closed in on him, he changed his mind on a decisive issue and decided to drink the Reds down with a connoisseur wine instead of Ripple or Thunderbird. So he set off on one last drive over to Trader Joe's, which specialized in fine wines, and bought a bottle of 1971 Mondavi Cabernet Sauvignon, which set him back almost $30, all he had. Back home again, he uncorked the wine, let it breathe, drank a few glasses of it, spent a few minutes contemplating his favorite page of the illustrated picture book of sex, which showed the girl on top, then placed the plastic bag of Reds beside his bed, lay down with the Ayn Rand book and unfinished protest letter to Exxon, tried to think of something meaningful but could not, although he kept remembering the girl being on top, and then, with a glass of the Cabernet Sauvignon, gulped down all the Reds at once. After that, the deed being done, he lay back, the Ayn Rand book and letter on his chest, and waited. However, he had been burned. The capsules were not barbiturates, as represented. They were some kind of kinky psychedelics, of a type he had never dropped before, probably a mixture, and new on the market. Instead of quietly suffocating, Charles Freck began to hallucinate.
Well, he thought philosophically, it's the story of my life. Always ripped off.
He had to face the fact, considering how many of the capsules he had swallowed, that he was in for some trip. The next thing he knew, a creature from between dimensions was standing beside his bed looking down at him disapprovingly. The creature had many eyes all over it, ultra-modern, expensive-looking clothing, and rose up 8 feet high. Also, it carried an enormous scroll.
You're gonna read me my sins, Charles Freck said.
The creature nodded and unsealed the scroll. Freck said, lying helpless on his bed,
and it's gonna take 100,000 hours.
Fixing its many compound eyes on him, the creature from between dimensions said,
we are no longer in the mundane universe. Lower plane categories of material existence, such as space and time, no longer apply to you. You have been elevated to the transcendent realm. Your sins will be read to you ceaselessly, in shifts, throughout eternity. The list will never end.
Know your dealer, Charles Freck thought, and wished he could take back the last half hour of his life.
1,000 years later, he was still lying there on his bed, with the Ayn Rand book and the letter to Exxon on his chest, listening to them read his sins to him. They'd gotten up to the first grade when he was 6 years old. 10,000 years later, they had reached the sixth grade, the year he had discovered masturbation. He shut his eyes, but could still see the multi-eyed, 8-foot-high being with its endless scroll reading on and on.
And next, it was saying.
Charles Freck thought,
At least I got a good wine.